الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about the branches of the tree of faith. And inshallah, the branch which we will learn about today is a very important one, as it is a must for our deeds to be accepted by Allah. And that branch is sincerity. So, inshallah, we will learn in this class and in the coming classes in details about sincerity and its importance in Islam and its importance for every one of us, so that inshallah we can get the benefit of this very important topic. So, first question is, what is sincerity? Okay, sincerity is the purity of intention. What is the meaning of purity of intention? The meaning of purity of intention is that, number one, to do the deed or to say the saying in obedience to Allah. So whatever you are saying and whatever you are doing is an act of obedience to Allah. Number one, to obey Allah. Number two, to look for Allah's pleasure. When I am doing these acts of worship or any deed in my life, my goal is to have Allah's pleasure. Number three is to receive the reward from Allah. I am not looking for any reward from any human being for any of my deeds or sayings. My reward is only from Allah. In order to learn about sincerity and its importance, we will start from the Holy Quran, and we will start with Surah number 98, the clear proof, verse number 5. Surah number 98, verse number 5.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة.
صدق الله
العظيم. Number 5. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him, and perform al-salat and give zakat, and that is the right religion.
Okay. And actually, in my translation, they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion, inclining to truth, and to establish prayer, and to give zakat, and that is the correct religion. So actually, sisters, Allah is clarifying to us that to have the correct religion, number one, you must worship Allah, being sincere to Him. Okay, so this is the importance of sincerity, is that it is a must, okay, for your actions or deeds and sayings to be accepted by Allah, is to have the sincerity. Because this is a command from Allah. Allah is saying that they were not commanded except, number one, so this, the most important command from Allah is to worship Him with sincerity. Because sincerity is the fundamental base for our faith, and this will be clarified inshallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever leaves this world with sincerity to Allah the Almighty, and performs the prayers and pays the zakat, he will die in the pleasure of Allah. So all of us, alhamdulillah, are trying to perform the prayers and to pay the zakat, but maybe we are not focusing on the importance of sincerity, because sincerity is the most important for all the deeds and for all the things to be accepted by Allah. We will recite also from Surah number 39, verse number 1 and 2, to know more about sincerity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 39, Surah Al-Zumar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 1 and 2.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
1, 2, and 3.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين ألا لله الدين الخالص والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The revelation of the book, the Quran, is from Allah, the Exalted in Might, the Wise. Indeed, we have sent down to you the book, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in truth. So worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion. Unquestionably, for Allah is the pure religion, and those who take protectors besides Him say, we only worship them, that they may bring us nearer to Allah in position. Indeed, Allah will judge between them concerning that over which they differ. Indeed, Allah does not guide he who is a liar and confirmed disbeliever.
So actually, sisters, Allah in verse number 2 is giving a command to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all the Muslims, so worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion. Okay, this is the sincerity and this is the clear command from Allah the Almighty to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all the Muslims to have sincerity to Allah the Almighty. And as I clarified, sincerity equals obedience for the sake of Allah, looking for the reward from Allah and Allah's pleasure. So actually, we must worship Allah alone with sincerity and conduct all our life activities on this basis. It is a complete system, starting with a firm belief that is transformed into a way of life for the individual and for the community. So let us now learn about the characters of a sincere believer. If I want to be a sincere believer to Allah, so what are my characters? Number one, a sincere believer in Allah's oneness submits only to Allah, bowing his head to none other Allah, asking nothing from others than Allah, because Allah is the all-powerful. Indeed, all creatures are weak, unable to do him or themselves either harm or good. You must believe in these sisters, and you must all the time believe that Allah is the only one who has the only power in this life. Accordingly, I must obey him and look for his pleasure and to look for the reward from him. And to have this character of a sincere believer, let us revise again what is the meaning of the belief in the oneness of Allah. Because again and again, sister, this is the most important fact regarding the belief, the faith. Okay? To have clear concept regarding the oneness of Allah. The oneness of Allah means that you believe that Allah is the only creator in the heavens and the earth. Allah is the only owner of the heavens and earth. Allah is the one who knows everything in the heavens and the earth, the seen and the unseen. Allah is the only planner of all what is in the heavens and the earth and in between. This is the oneness of Allah in His Lordship. So the Lord is one. The one who creates, owns, knows everything, and plans everything is one. This is the Lord. Number two, regarding the oneness of Allah, is the belief in Allah's oneness in His worship. What is the meaning of worship? Only to ask Allah, only to need for Allah, only to call on Allah, only to depend on Allah, only to cry to Allah, only to ask repentance for Allah, only to have Allah. This is the problem of the human beings. Most of the people believe in the oneness of Allah's lordship, but they have the problem with the belief in the oneness of Allah's worship. Because whenever they are in a problem, they start to ask other people. They look for the help from those whom they are under impression they give help. For example, if I am very sick, I will have all the belief that if I have the best doctor and the best hospital, I will be cured. And if it is not possible for me to have the best doctor and the best hospital, I will not be cured. Okay? I will be all the time under the impression this means that I don't believe in Allah's oneness. To believe in Allah's oneness, you must believe that if you will be cured, it is only from Allah. And if Allah planned for you to be cured, He will send for you the best doctor and or a good doctor and a good hospital, because these are the reasons, as we learned before, you know, about the importance of trying the reasons. Okay, when we have the classes of dependence on Allah and reliance on Allah, the Almighty, but you must believe that the one who has the cure is Allah. He will give you the means, but still, maybe He will give you the means, but the cure, He didn't send the cure. Okay, accordingly, when I am sick, when I am ill, when I am poor, when I am lonely, when I am in a very big problem, to whom I am supposed to direct all my feelings, my need, my sickness, my loneliness, to whom? Only to Allah. Only to Allah. This is the belief in the oneness of Allah. Accordingly, if you don't believe in this fact, the belief in the oneness of Allah, you will never have sincerity. You know, sister, this is the problem. You will never have the sincerity. And without the sincerity, all your good deeds are lost, not accepted. Okay? So, to move from step to step, we must know what is the most important fundamental base for the belief in Islam, the belief in the oneness of Allah. If someone will tell me, what do you feel about the doctor? I will tell her, the doctor is excellent. He tried everything, but the doctor cannot give me cure. I believe in the oneness of Allah. I never believe that a doctor can give me cure, or the boss of the job can give me, you know, the big salary or whatever. No human being can give. Only Allah can give the command to the human being to give you. So all human beings are means and ways. Allah are using them for life to move. But who is the one who is giving the order? Who is the planner? Who is the decider? Who is the only power in this life? This is the most important fact, you know, for your heart to have the peace, for your brain to have mental peace, for the feeling of security, okay, for the feeling of tranquility. Only Allah. Only Allah. So if Allah allows for you the means, okay, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. But still, Allah is the only one who can do. If Allah doesn't give me the means, alhamdulillah, because I am sure that even without the means, if Allah plans something, it will happen. At last moment, the means will be around. So long Allah gave the order that she must be cured. Okay, something will happen. So this is the most important, sister, and this is the basic of the belief, and on that base we can build everything. So for sincerity, you must believe in the oneness of Allah, in His Lordship. When you believe in the oneness of Allah, in His Lordship, you will believe in the oneness of Allah, of His worship. Why? Because if He is the one who owns everything, I am looking for a car, I am looking for a house, I am looking for a kid, I am looking for a husband, I am looking for anything. Who is the owner of everything? Allah. So, I must ask from Allah. Okay, who is the one who knows everything about my future? I am worried that after 2 years maybe I will not be able to walk. After 1 year maybe I will be very lonely. After I am afraid regarding having feeling of fear regarding the future. Who is the one who knows the unseen? Allah. So I must call on Allah to protect me from any harm in the future. So I will only call on Allah. Who is the planner of my life and the life of all the people around me is Allah. So I must call on Allah, okay, to have mercy regarding my future. Mercy regarding those whom I love and they are in my life. So if you believe clearly in the oneness of Allah's Lordship, immediately your heart will try to be all the time in contact with Allah. So long I feel that Allah is close to me, this means that the all-powerful is close to me. So if Allah is close to me and if He is pleased with me, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I don't fear anything. He will take care of everything. I have total reliance on Allah, the Almighty. So long I am obeying Him and I am living my life with Him with sincerity. This is the importance of sincerity, is to keep your relation all the time with Allah, the Almighty, in the best shape, and you will receive the reward of your deeds, inshallah, and your final destination is the paradise. If you have sincerity, inshallah, through Allah's mercy, because none can enter paradise except through Allah's mercy. If you have the sincerity, this is a sign, inshallah, that Allah will shower you with His mercy, and Allah, inshallah, will make the paradise your final destination. So, again, sisters, these facts, we must all the time remind ourselves regarding what is the meaning of there is no God but Allah, the one whom I must have sincerity towards Him. Okay, there is no God but Allah. This means that Allah is absolute in His permanent existence. All of us die, Allah is the everlasting. Okay, this is number one. The divine being is the only real being in the universe. So if I want to connect myself with a power which never vanish, my father, my mother, my husband, my kids, my wealth, my health, no, none of this. I must connect myself with the divine being because it is the only real being in the universe. This is number one. Number two, there is no God but Allah means that Allah is absolute in His power. The only power, the only effective power in this life is the power of Allah. And Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Whatever will you have, it will not be in action except by the will of Allah. I want to come to the masjid. I have the will to come to the masjid. I reached my car, okay, but I felt that, you know, I have dizziness and I can't. Why? But I was about to go to the masjid because Allah's will was that you will not go today. That's it. In a second, I will not reach the masjid. In all the events of our life, we must believe in this. It is not the human being. So that you will forget about the human being, they are powerless. It is not he who didn't give me the decree. It is not he who didn't help my daughter, for example, to be a good engineer. It is not she, it is not he, it is not them. They are all powerless. The command is coming from Allah because Allah is the all-powerful. So whenever I have troubles in my life, I must return to my relation with Allah, not to my relation with the human beings. If Allah is pleased with me, inshallah, He will plan for me the best for me. As Allah promised in the Holy Quran, and the only one to fulfill His promise is Allah the Almighty, then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Still Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being, okay, but the only one who fulfills His promises is Allah the Almighty. He promised the good doers in this life that He will protect them and He will shelter them with His mercy and He will make for them an outlet from every problem. So whenever you are in a problem, look for your relation with Allah. Evaluate where I am from Allah regarding sincerity. This is the importance of sincerity. In reality, I am a sincere believer. I am obeying the commands of Allah for the sake of Allah, for the reward from Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, or I am not obeying. Or if I am obeying, I am obeying for the sake of the showing off, or for the sake of I will pray this week until my daughter will pass the test, then next week I will be very tired, I'm sure. I will not pray regularly. But if she will not pass the test, I will pray more until she will pass the test. And the day she passed the test, inshallah, maybe I will not be in a good shape. Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most merciful. Don't forget, this is how we are living with Allah. And because of that, we are always in troubles. Okay? And when we have the trouble, we will start to blame Allah, not to blame ourselves. Okay? And people are living in this vicious circle. Okay? So again, sisters, all the time, send these messages to your spirit. The only power in this life is Allah. So I am in need of only of Allah. So I must be sincere with Allah. I must obey His commands. I must look for His pleasure. And my reward, I don't want a good word from my husband or a gift from my friend or whatever from any human being. I don't want anything from human being. I want Allah, the All-Powerful, to be pleased with me so that He will shower me with His mercy so that I will be all the time having the feeling that I am dependent on Allah. I have reliance on Allah. I am never alone in any event of my life. Okay, so these facts are very important, and actually we must all the time remind ourselves with the belief in the oneness of Allah. Accordingly, what is the path of the life of the believer, the way to sincerity? Number one, to receive all the beliefs, values, criteria, ethics, and system only from Allah. If I come and tell you, sisters, you know, I feel that nowadays, regarding the relation between the husband and the wife, they must be equal. Husband and wife must be equal in all the rights and in everything, and the husband must never be superior on his wife for anything. This is totally wrong. This is totally wrong. You tell me, no, Sister Mona, I can't believe in this. Because I receive all my beliefs, the values and criteria only from Allah. And Allah said in the Holy Quran that the husbands are superior on their wives because they believe, because they are the one whom they are responsible for the house regarding paying the money, okay, for supporting, financial support. Okay, number one, and because also they are mentally more dedicated than the woman. Okay, just to use good words. I will not say that, you know, women are not, you know, they are very emotional. Okay, but we will say that they are very dedicated mentally because they are responsible. When you have the responsibility, you will focus on the responsibility. Allah the Almighty, out of His mercy, put all the responsibility on the husband. He is the one who must support, He is the one who must take care, He is the one who must pay. Everything is on him. Okay? So, when I come and tell you, sisters, no, this is wrong. We don't believe. This is unfair for the wives. You tell me, no, Sister Mona, I am very sorry. I receive all my beliefs, values, criteria from the Holy Quran, and the rules of the Holy Quran are different. I am sorry. Okay, so if you want to have sincerity to Allah, you must receive all your beliefs and values from the Holy Quran. Because these are the words of Allah. Whatever Allah says, I believe in it. Okay, because I am believing in the oneness of Allah, and also I believe in the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a walking Quran. If you want to see the Quran walking on the earth, this was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, regarding your way to sincerity, is to fulfill your responsibilities according to the laws of Allah. Okay, Allah commanded me to respect my parents, even my parents, for example, they are not Muslims, even my parents, they didn't give me, take care of me in the best way, even this is none of your business. Your business is the command of Allah. You must respect your parents and treat them in a good way, not for their sake, for the sake of Allah. Okay, this is the practice of sincerity in our life. I am obeying the commands of Allah, whether I like it or not, but I must obey it because these are the commands of Allah. Number three, to turn only to Allah and to seek refuge in Him alone all the time. From the depths of your heart, because sincerity is the act of your heart, not the tongue. I can say I am very sincere to Allah. I only depend on Allah. I only call on Allah from my tongue. But my heart is dependent on the physician or in the teacher or whatever. Okay? So I must turn by my heart only to Allah and seek refuge in Him. And this means, sister, that whenever you are in trouble, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he faced any problem, immediately he will pray two rak'ahs. Why? Because he wants to meet Allah and to have the sujood during prayer, salah, and to call on Allah. He wants to give to Allah everything. Okay, so that he will receive a message of relief from Allah. Okay, so you must turn only to Allah. Not as most of the people, whenever they have any problem, they will start to call their friends, or their mother, or the physician, or the teacher, or whatever. No, or the lawyer. Call Allah first. Put your problems in the hands of the All-Powerful. Number four, to perform activities and all the actions for Allah and to receive the reward only from Allah. This is sincerity. And inshallah, in these classes, we will learn the benefits of having sincerity other than to have the reward from Allah in our worldly life. Let us continue about the characters of the sincere believer. A sincere believer will obey the commands of Allah. That is to say, he will have all his actions and behavior as a translation of the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah, as I clarified to you. Let us now learn more about sincerity from Surah Al-An'am. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us learn first from the same surah, surah number 39. We will continue surah number 39, verse number 11 to 16. Surah number 39, from 11 to 16.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين. قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني. فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه. قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين. لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عباد فاتقون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying him and doing religious deeds sincerely for his sake only. And I am commanded this in order that I may be the first of those who submit themselves to Allah in Islam as Muslims. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of a great day. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah alone I worship by doing religious deeds sincerely for his sake only, and not to show off, and not to set up rivals with him in worship. So worship what you like besides him. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Verily, that will be a manifest loss. They shall have coverings of fire above them and covering of fire beneath them. With this, Allah does not frighten his slaves. O my slaves, therefore, fear me.
So actually, sisters, Allah in these verses of the Quran is clarifying that He commanded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam twice in these six verses of the Quran, which we just read. Okay, Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad in verse number 11 and in verse number 14 twice. Okay, and say, O Muhammad, indeed I have been commanded to worship Allah being sincere to him in religion, in verse number 11. In verse number 14, say, Allah alone do I worship sincere to him in my religion. Again, the same words, sincerity in religion, sincerity in religion, a command given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in repetition to clarify the importance of having sincerity to Allah the Almighty. So this is the proof of the importance of having the sincerity, and inshallah we will learn now about why Allah is commanding many times Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding sincerity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I will answer to you this question. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the blessed and Almighty said, I am of no need of partners. Whoever does any deed for the sake of others as well as me, I leave this deed for those others. Okay? Allah the Almighty will never accept any deed which you do it for Allah and the others. For example, I am cleaning my house, okay, so that I please Allah and my husband. No. Not accepted. Clean and your husband will tell you thank you. And you receive what you were looking for from your husband. Allah will not give you anything. Okay? Why? Because Allah is of no need of partners. When you thank mainly Allah, or you do the deed for the sake of Allah, so the Almighty, okay, because you believe that the only power is Allah. So when you do any deed, you do it in obedience to Allah. I cleaned my house to obey Allah the Almighty as He commanded me as a wife to be responsible for my family and for the house. So Allah doesn't accept any partner with Him in any intention. Okay, because sincerity is the purity of intention. It is an act of your heart. Your heart must have only Allah. When you intend to do any deed or to say any saying, it must be only for the sake of Allah. I am looking for Allah to reward me only. When Allah will command my husband to say to me a good word or to give me a gift, this is from Allah. I was not looking for this. I am only looking for Allah. And I will clarify to you why Allah is very critical with us regarding sincerity. Why it is so critical? Only Allah, only Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because sincerity means having all your heart to be directed to one direction, to one identity, to one goal, to one purpose, to one reward, to Allah only. My heart is only directed to Allah the Almighty. I am not looking, cleaning for my husband and for Allah. Then I am taking care of my kids for my kids and for Allah. Then I am coming to the masjid so that the sisters will be happy with me and the people will say she is a religious woman and also Allah will know. This is not accepted. Now I am looking for reward from a group of people plus Allah. Allah cannot be in an equation where there is plus. Allah must be alone. Allah is all the equation. You must believe in this. Accordingly, your heart must be only directed to Allah. How? I receive the commands from Allah. I obey Allah. I look for the reward from Allah. I want Allah to be pleased with me. This is my life as a sincere believer to Allah. When you live this life, which inshallah is very simple, okay, and very easy, when Allah planned for you to have all the reward, all your actions and deeds and sayings, from the minute you open your eyes until you sleep at night, equals to acts of worship. You will be rewarded for everything. When you eat, you will be rewarded. When you drink, you will be rewarded. When you go to the park, you will be rewarded. Why? Because I go to the park so that I will be in a good shape, in a good mood, so that inshallah, when I will pray and come to the masjid, I will have some refreshment in my life. So my intention was also for Allah. When I eat, I want to have good health so that I can do my responsibilities in life and also I can do my acts of worship in the best shape. So you will be rewarded for every action and deed. This is number one. And number two, you are all the time connected only to Allah. I fear only Allah. I look only to please Allah. I have only Allah. My reward from Allah. I call on Allah. I do dua to Allah. Everything with Allah. My life is with Allah. This is the best life. You will be all the time showered with Allah's mercy. All the time you are living in Allah's mercy. You are never upset. You are never alone. You don't have fear. You don't have the worry. Why? Because Allah is inside you all the time with His mercy. This is why Allah is very critical with us regarding sincerity for our sake. Allah is not in need of worship of any human being at all. And Allah clarifies this in the Holy Quran. Don't push anyone to be a believer. Don't push anyone to be a Muslim. Okay? Everyone has the freedom of religion. This is Islam. In Islam, there is freedom of religion. You want to become a Muslim? Alhamdulillah. You don't want to become a Muslim? Between you and Allah. No problem. Okay, you want to worship Allah? Because there are millions of Muslims. They are not worshipping Allah. No problem. This is their problem, not Allah's problem. Allah is not in need of anyone. So again, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to return again to the characters of the true believer, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we just recite Surah number 39, verse 11 and 16. Now from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse 162 to 164, we will learn how to practice sincerity in our life. We will recite now from Surah number 6, verse
162, 163, and 164. وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون وهو الذي جعلكم خلائف الأرض ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات بعض درجات ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم إن ربك سريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم.
Say indeed my prayer, my rites of sacrifice.
No, the one before it.
Okay, sorry. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say indeed my Lord has guided me to a straight path, a correct religion, the way of Abraham, inclining toward truth, and he was not among those who associated others with Allah. Say indeed my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. No partner has he, and this I have been commanded, and I am the first among you of the Muslims. Say, it is other than Allah I should desire as a Lord, while he is the Lord of all things, and every soul earns not blame except against itself, and no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. Then to your Lord is your return. And he will inform you concerning that over which you used to differ.
So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is commanding again Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in verse number 162, say, this is to Prophet Muhammad and all the Muslims, indeed, my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah. This is the definition of sincerity. Okay, so sincerity is a command from Allah the Almighty. It is not a choice for a Muslim to have sincerity or not to have sincerity. No, sincerity is a must because it is a command from Allah in Surah number 6, verse number 162. Allah is continuing, no partner has he. Okay, and this I have been commanded. And I am the first among you of the Muslims. So this is a clarification. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he received the command from Allah, okay, he is saying, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that I have been commanded and I am the first of the Muslims. Okay, sister, so it is the duty of every one of us towards herself to have the sincerity, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified that he has the sincerity towards Allah, and we are the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, let us try to feel the oneness of Allah in our hearts, so that we can realize the importance of sincerity. Okay? Allah is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is it other than Allah I should desire as a Lord, while He is the Lord of all the things? Okay? So we will have similar questions. I am to seek a Lord other than Allah to be my master, who conducts my affairs and determines my course in life. If Allah is the source of all the blessings, If Allah is the one who conducts all our affairs, if Allah is the one who determines the course of our life, so we are supposed to have a Lord other than Allah, or only to have Allah as our Lord? Only to have Allah as our Lord. Again, am I to seek a Lord other than Allah when I am accountable to Him for all my intentions and actions? Allah, the Almighty, is with us sisters by His knowledge all the time. Allah hears everything. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything. Allah records everything. So I am accountable to Him. If I am accountable to Him only. And also there is a very important fact regarding sincerity. Sincerity equals purity of intention. Your intention is in your heart. So only Allah knows my intention, for example, regarding coming to the class. Okay, maybe I am coming to the class because, you know, I feel very upset at home, so I want to escape my home, so I come to the class, for example. Okay, regarding the two angels whom they are writing our deeds, they will write that Mona came to the masjid from 12 to 2 o'clock. A good deed for Mona. They will write it, good deeds. Okay, but who knows the intention? Allah the Almighty. So in spite of the fact that a lot of people are under the impression that doing the deeds without sincere intention, equal reward, because the two angels already, they write that I came to the masjid. This is wrong. Actions are but by intention. And the only one who knows the intention is Allah. So whatever you believe in regarding your deeds is always not correct, because Allah will judge you according to your intentions. And He is the only one who knows your sincere intention, or you don't have the sincere intention in everything. For example, the marriage. Marriage must be an act of worship. So if you believe that marriage is an act of worship, what is the meaning of this? Or I have sincerity in my marriage. What is the meaning of this? I married because I am obeying Allah. So the question, there are people whom they are marrying not to obey Allah. Yes, a lot of people. There are people whom they are marrying for the sake of the green card. There are people whom they are marrying for the sake of the wealth. There are people whom they are marrying because they don't want to feel lonely. There are a lot of intentions in marriage. All these intentions equal zero. The only one who will have all the reward for all the years of the marriage, when you have the intention that, oh Allah, I don't know before. For example, most of the people, most of the Muslims, they are not aware of these very important facts. Okay, so I can correct my intention. Oh Allah, I don't know that I must leave my marriage as an act of worship, so I am correcting my intention. Inshallah, from today, I will leave my marriage as an act of worship. What is the meaning of this? Or I leave my marriage with sincerity. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that when I am treating my husband in a good way, this is because I am obeying Allah. When I am cleaning my house, because I am obeying Allah. When I forgive, forget, or give, or sacrifice because of Allah. My husband is out of the equation because I am sincere to Allah. I want to clarify to you this fact, sister, because this is very important to have a good life. When you live your life according to the rules of Allah, you will never feel that you are oppressed. My husband is the head of the house. Why? Why am I not the head? Why am I not giving commands? Why I'm not the ruler of the house? Because Allah commanded you not to be the ruler. And if you have sincerity to Allah, you must obey the commands of Allah. And Allah will reward you. If you believe in Allah, you must obey the commands of Allah without why. Because this is the belief in Allah. Okay? And if you believe in Allah, you must be sure that the All-Powerful is the one who will reward you. You are looking for a reward from a human being like you who one day will be happy with you, nice with you, for no reason. And after 2 hours, he may be very tough and very more than tough with you, for no reason also. I will receive my reward from a human being who is changing up and down all the time? Never. Never. I receive my reward from the All-Powerful, the Most Merciful, Allah the Almighty. Accordingly, I want to clarify to you this equation, because this is actually the basic for all your responsibilities in the worldly life. To do all your responsibilities in the worldly life, you must know, sister, that my life, my death, my prayers, and all my acts are sincerity to Allah. So what is the meaning of this? This means that what is my life? My life is my job, my family, okay, whatever. This is my life and acts of worship, okay? All of this must have the sincerity to Allah. If you're, for example, this is always the most difficult, the relation with the husband, okay? So if I believe that my relation with my husband must be sincere to Allah, what is the meaning of this? I obey the commands of Allah regarding my husband. Okay, I obey the commands of Allah. So if I am a wife whom I am trying to obey my husband all the time from outwards, in reality I am obeying Allah. I am nice because of Allah. I am giving because of Allah. I am sacrificing because of Allah, because I want to have sincerity. Because I want all my family life, all my marriage, to be an act of worship. If you have the sincerity and all your marriage is an act of worship, you will be in the, inshallah, out of Allah's mercy, in the paradise. This is regarding the other life. Regarding the worldly life, if you live your marriage as an act of worship, so I never feel the inferiority complex regarding my husband. When he comes home and tell me, where is the food? I will not say, no, no, no. Don't speak to me in this way. I'm not your servant. I am a doctor like you. I am a physician like you. One day I prepare the food, one day you prepare the food. No, no, no. It will not go in this direction at all. Okay. And you must apologize to me. Yes, you must respect me. I am a respectable physician. Not I am nothing. Okay. And this is the start and the end at the same time. Okay, if you are a good physician, he is not in need of a physician. He was in need of a wife, okay, to give him, love and peace and comfortable life and all of this. So again, sisters, get the human beings out of the equations and live your life with Allah. If you live with Allah, you will be living actually the best life, because you will never feel that, why I must apologize to that sister. For example, if I was a little bit nervous with her for the sake of Allah, because I am commanded to have the good manners, and I was a little bit nervous, and this is not good in the scale of Allah, so I must go and apologize to her very simply, very easy. Okay, you can do the best actions or the best deeds in this life very easy. Why? Because Allah is there for the sake of Allah. But if you put the human beings in your life, okay, it will be very difficult for you to obey the commands of Allah. Because most of the human beings are not obeying the commands of Allah. If I try to have sincerity with my husband and my husband is not having sincerity to me, for example, okay, how can I push my marriage in obedience to Allah? Only through the sincerity. I want the most. If he is not interested in the reward, this is none of my business. If most of the Muslims are not interested in the reward from Allah, this is not my problem. My problem is that, all praise to Allah, Allah showered me with the truth. He gave me the truth. So long I knew the truth, I will follow the truth, because I believe that this is the truth and I am the winner. When you have the sincerity, you are the only winner. Number three, I am to seek a Lord other than Allah when this whole universe is in His hands. And both you and I, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, are sustained by Him. Who will provide you, if Allah will not provide you? If you want to have other Lord with Allah, other than Allah, He will be your sustainer. The only sustainer, the only provider is Allah the Almighty. Accordingly, you must seek the only Lord, Allah the Almighty. How I can have the seek of Allah when I have the sincerity? Only Allah, for the sake of Allah, to obey Allah, to receive the reward from Allah the Almighty, and to please Allah, to obey His commandments. So actually, in summary, sincerity is the reflection of the pure belief in the oneness of Allah. The more you believe in Allah, the more your belief is true and pure, the more your sincerity is strong and valid. Inshallah, we will stop here, and inshallah, next week we will continue to learn more about the reality of sincerity and how to have sincerity in your life and the benefits of sincerity. Let's make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection. The end.